So the mind has this special ability to make you feel like you're so isolated and that you're just in this hole by yourself and no one gives a shit, right? So there's really no point, quote unquote, to even like bring it up, right? But you are not alone. I want to welcome you to Raw Honey. I want to ask you, is life working out for you the way that you want it to? Are you claiming your birthright by living a life that's fulfilling, happy, and peaceful? Because let me remind you, that is exactly what you deserve. You get to choose the perspectives that will work for you, that will help you into creating the life of your dreams. So thank you so much for allowing me to share my thoughts, to be real, raw, and vulnerable with you. I really cannot wait to dive into this week's topic. So what are you waiting for? Let's go. What's cracking, y'all? Welcome to episode 18. I have been MIA. I took a hiatus, a 3-week, 4-week hiatus because I just got married. Your girl is a whole wife now. Your girl is a whole missus now. And I'm super, super, super excited to be back. I have missed this so much, to be able to hold the mic, to be able to talk into the mic, just free flow and just speak from the heart. I am so excited to bring to you episode 18 this week, okay? And we are going to talk about an experience that I just went through. Okay, I want to talk about it when it's still fresh, right? So that all the details are still there, so that, like, you know, I can still feel the feelings, because I want to be as real and raw and vulnerable as possible with you guys. And I want to be as relatable as possible because I really do want to help and to make an impact in my listeners' lives. Okay, so we're going to talk about depression because I just went through it. I've experienced depression for most of my life. And then I began the healing journey about 3 years ago, and it's gotten so much better. Okay, it's gotten so much better because I've learned to change, like, the perspectives, the dialogue in my mind. But still, sometimes, because I'm human, the same dialogues will resurface again. And it's just a matter of choosing to believe the dialogue or not. And for the most part, I am able to not believe these dialogues, but let me tell you, the 2 weeks following the wedding, I believed everything it was telling me. Okay, so let's back it up a little bit. I took like a 4-week break, 2 weeks before the wedding, to really actually plan for the wedding, because your girl's been planning for the wedding long distance, right? I live and work in New Mexico, in the U.S., and the wedding took place in or near Baltimore, Maryland, near Washington, D.C. So it's quite a ways away. And I was helping to plan, you know, from far away. So hats off. Thank you to his parents, his sisters, his family, anyone who helped to plan the wedding, because there was a lot of effort, a lot of blood, sweat, tears poured into this project, right? And it turned out magical, turned out amazing, but that's not the point here. So I dedicated 2 weeks to, you know, finish up planning for the wedding. It was a fat ass wedding for 300 people, and we planned it all within less than 90 days. We pulled that off, okay? It was an amazing, amazing project. And I took 2 weeks off following the wedding, and the intention was to be able to rest, to relax, to enjoy time with my husband. But I found out very quickly that my worth, I still depended on how productive I am. And so being away from all of my belongings, my environment, it made it more difficult to follow my routines. I stopped meditating. Oh my gosh, I stopped going to the gym. I stopped eating healthy. Your girl was eating so unhealthy. Let me just be real. I was not drinking water like I usually do. I was not meditating. I was not being grateful. Okay. And then began the going, you know, the momentum, the downward momentum. Your girl slipped into this slump, this hole, where my mind was being so mean to me, right? It kept telling me like how useless I am because I'm not doing shit. And the more it was telling me that, the more I was feeling shitty. And the more shitty I was feeling, the more I didn't want to do anything. So I was definitely stuck in this cycle. And so it was dark. It was a dark place. It was a scary place. I felt so alone. And my husband, bless his soul, is so supportive. Okay. And he supported me in the best way possible, which is to love me despite everything I was going through. And to remind me of my power and to remind me that it's just a matter of time before I get back, okay, to doing whatever it is that I was doing, get back to feeling good again. It's just a matter of time. And he kept reminding me, you'll get back to it. Don't worry, you'll get back to it. And as much as my mind was like, no, you're not. You've been at this for so long and like you still fall into this, darkness and like look at you, like you're pathetic and da 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 da. There was a deeper part of me that told me, yes, you will, girl. It's just a matter of time. So, with this experience of like feeling depressed, being stuck in the freeze cycle, like I didn't want to do anything, dude. I just wanted to sleep and eat and numb out the pain. I just wanted to drink alcohol. And I was, can I just note, I was very, very functional. Right, I was functional. You couldn't tell that something was wrong. Especially if you like hung out with me and stuff. Because I was still like having dinners and I still was going out. I was like still having a good time, like a great time. But on the inside, I just wasn't feeling right. Something was like very, 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 very off. And there was just like a copious amount of pain that I just wanted to numb out so bad, with any chance that I got. But I wanted to drive 5 points, okay, for anyone who is going through it right now, or for anyone who may be going through, because let me remind you something, we are human, okay? It's going to happen. Being human means you're up here, you're down here, you're up here, you're down, and then you're up all the way, and then you go back down, and then you go up, and then that's just being human, and it's okay. So number one, please, if you are going through it right now, please be compassionate towards yourself. Please be patient with yourself, because point number two, have faith that the sun will shine again and that the rain will stop. And I promise you that the rain always stops. Okay, it always stops. And I know as much as your mind is telling you it's impossible, it's just impossible. It is not. This too shall pass, because nothing lasts forever. Not the good and definitely not the bad. Okay, so be nice to yourself right now. I know your mind is kicking your ass right now. It's beating you up pretty nicely, isn't it? Because it was beating me up pretty nicely. The seasons will change. The weather will change, okay? You're going through this rough patch right now. But the sun always comes back out, my friend, okay? So have faith. Have faith. Number three, reach out. I know it's hard AF to reach out, especially when you're feeling shitty like this. Because trust me, I was not trying to reach out to nobody, okay? I was not trying to tell anybody what I was feeling because I didn't want to, one, bother anybody, right? Especially about the same shit. And especially after having a wedding, like, I guess you would expect one to be super happy after a wedding and not like be super depressed and stuff, right? So I just didn't want to appear weak. I didn't want to bother nobody. I didn't want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like that complex of like, oh, I got it. I got it. But like, I didn't got it, right? I didn't have it. And honestly, I just was not taking care of myself. And it was looking pretty bad. It was feeling pretty bad. Like, it was pretty bad. But find the courage to do it anyway, because your people, if they are your people, they are there to support you. Okay. And it's okay for us to slip and fall sometimes and to get help. My coach was talking about like this, like comparing the healing journey to like, being in a room full of toddlers and, toddlers are learning how to walk, right? And so they're gonna fall down often. And when they do fall down in a room full of other toddlers, They're gonna help each other up. You know what I'm saying? And no matter how many times they fall down, their toddler friends are gonna help them up. And then when they see their toddler friends fall down, they're gonna help them up naturally, right? So, point is, we're all here. You know, if it's your people, they are gonna wanna. Girl, what you mean you forgot? Like, what you mean you forgot how amazing, how powerful, how awesome you are? I am your friend, right? I am your family, whoever you decide to reach out to. And let me remind you how amazing you are. How dare you forget, right? But it's okay that you forget because, you know, what do we say? We're all human and we all go through this, okay, at some point in life, and it is okay. Number four, you are not alone. Your mind has the special ability to convince you that when you're going through shit like this, you're going through it alone and that nobody else is going through it and everybody's living such a happy life. And like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you feeling this way? And like, oh my gosh, you must suck so bad because like everybody else is just living life. And that is the danger of doom scrolling when you're feeling bad, is because you're on these social media sites where everybody's posting the most amazing parts of their lives. Nobody's gonna post, I'm feeling like shit today. Like, I'm going through like depression right now. I'm having hella anxiety. No, they're gonna just gonna post, oh yeah, I went on vacation. Like I'm hanging out with my friends, like I'm having a great time, right? Everything is going so smooth and so amazing in my life. And then it's got you feeling like, well shit, why do I feel so crappy? Right? What's wrong with me? So the mind has this special ability to make you feel like you're so isolated and that you're just in this hole by yourself and no one gives a shit, right? So there's really no point, quote unquote, to even like bring it up, right? But you are not alone. You are not alone, right? Because when I was getting out of that slump and I was expressing to my friends everything I was going through, you know, one person told me, thank you so much for being so open and vulnerable in talking about what you went through, because I described exactly what was going through my mind, the cycle that it was going through, right? And how I was just stuck in it, and how I felt so worthless, and how I felt like I just didn't even deserve to like do the podcast, to be a life coach, to be a transformational coach. Like I didn't deserve any of that, right? And my friend told me, I go through the same thing. And this is an amazing, amazing, powerful, powerful woman who pretty much told me she goes through the same thing. Oh my gosh. So with me being vulnerable and expressing how, you know, everything I went through, how I felt and all of that, feeling shitty, it helped her. And with her being real and open, and relating to my experience, it helped me in return. You know what I'm saying? So do not believe your mind because you are not alone. We've all been there. We've all been there. Okay. If you meet someone who says they've never felt depressed before, just run away. Run away. Okay. Because either they are numbing it out really, really well with external things, or they're lying to you. Okay. Because we're all human, dude. We all go through it. And number five, it's meant to help you grow. This period right now that you're going through is meant to help you grow. And better yet, it's going to help you to understand for others if they are going through the same pain. Okay. It's going to help you be able to empathize, to be able to be compassionate, so that if you were to ever come across someone who is going through what you just went through, you'll be able to really understand the pain, right? When I was going through it, I just really wanted to feel unconditional love. I wanted to feel lovable, even though my mind kept telling me, you're not. You don't deserve shit. Like, you're so disgusting. Like, nobody loves you. All I wanted was for someone to prove my mind wrong and to love me regardless and to tell me, girl, in your mess, right, with all your mistakes, with everything, I still love you. And I still see greatness in you. And I still see amazingness, power in you, right? That was all I wanted. And so, knowing that, I'm more likely to show love and compassion to the next person that wants to, that is brave enough, right? Courageous enough to reach out while they're feeling, while they're in their shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, the cycle, it's a ripple effect. So it's meant to help you grow, and it's meant to help someone else in their life as well. Okay, hashtag spread the love. All right. And so, thank you so much for tuning in to episode 18. I know it was a long, long break, but get used to hearing one episode a week again, okay, from the honey. And I'll see you guys next time for episode 19. Toodles.